Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Deadline. Father God, truly, in the name of Jesus this morning, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, we declare that we love you back, God. Nobody could love us like you love us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, we destroy the works of the enemy, according to 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind all witchcraft intent in the name of Jesus, destroying the seed, the works, the acts, the deeds, the thoughts, and the endeavors of all witches, wizards, sorcerers, shamans, evil human spirits, and workers of iniquity. In the name of Jesus this morning, we declare that Jesus Christ is Lord of lords, King of kings, and Lord of all. We thank you this morning that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up or has risen up or will rise up in judgment, we condemn it right now, because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of you. We thank you this morning that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, and spiritual wickedness in high places, of which we declare and decree that the works of the devil shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. I thank you this morning for the anointing and the power and the spirit of liberty in Christ Jesus. Well, Tedline, good morning again. And I'm just happy and thankful to be alive and filled with God's Holy Spirit. This morning on the Tedline, as you know, I did that program on Sheila Zielinski's show. Needless to say, I had no idea, because I could not have had any idea that the Lord was going to use that and really the subject matter, witchcraft revealed. God totally had given that to Sheila, and she brought that to me, and of course I said, okay, let's do it. But I also said, you know, I'm not kind of like your average person. And I don't want to be either. I'm very radical, and I have been for a long time. It's just that nobody really saw it except the people around me and the missionaries that know me and when I'm on the mission field. So, brothers and sisters, a podcast has already hit, I mean, she's had about 18,000, almost 19,000, the last I heard, in 2 weeks. 19 plus another 6,000 or 7,000 on part two. And my website, which some of you are looking at this morning, my website has had over 14,000 hits and downloads this month. So I give God the praise and the glory and all the honor. It is truly his doing and none of my own, other than me just showing up. But I want to tell you what else is happening. God is really moving, because I'm averaging, I don't know how many phone calls and emails and texts. And just like I told you yesterday, if you checked your email, I sent you a copy of that email from the person that was asking me, trying to trick me into coming into agreement with Satan and thereby having a reason to accuse me before God of trying to get me to send the demons I cast out to them and empower the kingdom of Satan. But you see, I just didn't get out of deliverance kindergarten yesterday. I got a little bit of experience in this to the tune of 32 years. So I'm not saying I can't be tricked, and I'm not saying, but I'm going to put it this way. Not like that. And not when I wage war against the devil, and then the devil going to have it. But the devil doesn't care, because the devil, anything he can get away with, him and his minions, they will do it. They will do it. So they're always trying to see how stupid we are and how gullible we are. Okay? Because for me to obey a witch or a wizard, then that means that I'm in agreement with them. And, man, the devil is crazy. That's all I can say. But I want you to know, the devil listening and watching and observing and got his hosts on here. That's what you need to remember every day. And that's what you need to be coming against every day. See, now you're in the real battle with me. And, of course, you have your own demons. I have my own demons, too, but you're being shot at every day. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And they looking up, looking, trying to find new ways. But I think this is making this thing really challenging for me. And in my own way now, I'm having fun with this, because this is like upfront, in your face, spiritual warfare every day. And every day, either the devil's going to win or the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, is going to win. So I know I'm on the winning side, because the battle has already been won. All I'm trying to do is occupy and help usher in the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So I'm saying all that to say, let me see if I can open up this line right now to the last four on your phone is 8497. Those are the last four numbers on your phone. 8497. Are you there? Just say yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have to give your name. Your name is not important unless you decide to give your name. I won't do it, all right?
Yes.
Okay. But I think your testimony is so important. And also, God told me to tell you that your ministry opened up yesterday, that he commissioned you in your ministry yesterday. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
But
what does that mean?
That means that you're not only called to be a watchman on the wall, you're called to minister the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I have a message following after what you have to say that's going to explain it all to you, okay?
Yes.
This is what, Tedline, this is what you're listening to. After I did that show, I got many, trust me, emails. And yesterday, God told me, he said, get up and walk across the street to the healing home. So I got up, I walked across the street to the healing home, but I didn't know why I was walking over there. I just walked over there with my cell phone in my hand. And the first thing that happened is a lady called. No, the first thing that happened is we were over here in the deliverance room. This room you see right here, those of you that are streaming in from Facebook, my website, you can see the room. This is the deliverance room where I do all the deliverance. Well, some I do in the healing home, but this is where we do the podcasting, and this is where I do about 90% of all the deliverances. So the first thing that happened is my husband came and got, we were all in the front, And my husband said, there's somebody sitting on the porch. He said, there's a guy, and he's sitting in the rocking chair. Here in Walterboro, it's called the Low Country, and they have a slogan that Walterboro rocks. So the thing here is to put a rocking chair on your front porch. So most of them are red, though. I don't know, but I just moved here. And it was the thing, and the lady told me I need to do it, so I did it. After I checked it out with God, of course, that it wasn't no witchcraft thing. So there was a guy on the porch, and he came over, and he said, I just drove a lot of miles to get here. Please don't turn me away. I said, okay. He gave us his name, and I'm standing on the porch, me and my staff, and he's standing on the ground. And the Lord said, bring him in. I brought him in. He began to tell us his story. And I said, I'm going to pray for you. Come on in. God sent you. God told me he sent him. So God sent him. His first name, mind you, he didn't tell me his first name. But his first name was Thomas. Okay? And so I said, oh, like Doubting Thomas, like that.
Oh.
Anyway, we took him through deliverance. He left. Come to find out, he's an artist. And, a real artist. And so he left. And then I was in here praying because I was praying about why God brought him, what he was going to do. And his story was so sad. But I saw God transform his face when he left. And he left to go get his stuff to come back and stay for a couple days. So then I went over there. God told me, go over to Healing Home and just sit. I went over there and I just sat. I didn't do another thing. I just sat. And in a few moments, the phone rang. Well, the Lord said, you answer the phone. I answered the phone, and it was a lady, and she, my voice is kind of heavy and whatever, anyway. And so she recognized that it was me, and then she started talking. And as she started talking, the Lord began to give me what the real problem was. She was not calling for herself. She was calling on behalf of her stepdaughter and her husband. So I wound up taking that lady through deliverance on the phone. And then Stephanie reminded me of a deliverance that was set up for Sunday. And so I said, as Stephanie was giving me the details, the Holy Spirit would not let it click. I said, something is not right here. I said, so call this lady and ask her to get the answers to these questions. So Stephanie called the lady and had the speakerphone on. And I said, well, just give me the phone. Hand me the phone. So then the lady called the person that she had sent the email in for. Well, I'm just the way I am. I'm kind of aggressive, because I deal with demons. And I think I offended the man a little bit because that thing in him kind of rose up at me. And then I found out it's all spiritual now. These are all spirits. So then I found out that he was unfamiliar with witchcraft. So then I began to familiarize him a little bit. And the problem is twofold problem here, because the witchcraft had been done on the lady and the man, and the person that had done the witchcraft on both of them, the witchcraft that was done on them is voodoo and hoodoo mixed up with Santeria. And the way the witchcraft had been carried through, is the lady who, see, let me tell you something. If you do witchcraft, any kind of witchcraft, you're a witch. I don't care if you think you burning candles in the Catholic Church and you burning them candles to the dead, the Bible calls it necromancy. I understand how, having been an overseas missionary for so long, how syncretism works when they take their religion and mix it together with witchcraft and call it religion, but it is not pure religion because it is religion that is commingled with witchcraft. And basically, it's witchcraft. So a lot of the Afro-Caribbean nations, when they came under colonization by other countries, this was their way of retaining some semblance of their own power, okay? Mixing their cultural witchcraft with religion, organized religion, okay? So I'm talking to them, and the Holy Spirit says, minister to the lady right now. Some, he said, minister some to the lady right now. So I said to the lady, I said, I want to minister to you right now. And the reason being, because I'm dealing with so much doubt and unbelief. I'm being shot at by witchcraft in my head, in my ears, in my neck, in my body, because the person that did this witchcraft on them also unloosed witchcraft to come against. Remember I told you how they can do, you can have a curse on top of a curse. So the way the lady did this witchcraft, she did the witchcraft on the man, and then she did the witchcraft on the lady. Now she did the witchcraft on the lady for the lady to die, to go mad, go crazy, insane, and die out the picture. If she didn't die, she would be completely out of her own mind so that the man would not, so that she would lose credibility. It was to lose credibility so that the witch could come in and take over the man. So I'm being shot at by the actual witchcraft. I'm being shot at by the witch spirits that have been summoned up through divination and necromancy. And I'm being shot at by these spirits that are being ministered to by the witch daily. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, God, what you gonna do? So I began to minister to this lady right here, that's on the line. And what happened was, I'm casting the demons out of her, and all of a sudden she just goes off calling the demons out. It was utter and absolute chaos. Finally, I just hung up the phone. I hung up the phone because I said, God, I cannot operate through this here chaos and craziness. I hung up and I walked back across. I told Stephanie, I said, look, I can't take this. I just hung up. So I walked back over to my office, to my desk right here. And I sat down, and the Lord said, Erica, do you think I would have done that? I said, yeah. He said, you're probably right. But now do the other things that I would do. Because, see, me and God have a sense of humor and kind of relationship. He said, do the other thing that I would do. I said, what's that? He said, go back over there and call her back up again. I said, what? He said, yeah. He said, you know they don't know anything about these demons. You know they don't know what's happening. So I said, okay. So I went back over there, and I called her up again. I don't know what Stephanie said. Stephanie dialed it for me, and I don't know what she said. But anyway, I had the lady on the phone, and I was trying to say, what's wrong with you? And please, I can call somebody crazy because I was crazy. Remember, when I got hit with them legions of demons, I was absolutely crazy. I lost my mind. But I lost my mind and I gained the mind of Christ. So I'm saying to this lady, I'm saying, what was wrong with you? Why did you do that? And I just kind of, I had to dumb them demons down. And I said, if you could have cast out your own demons, you would have done it before now. And then I said some other things to the lady, which I don't remember. But the lady started crying, and I was feeling so sorry for the lady. And I said, I got to snap out of this thing because I can't have no emotions. I can't have no feelings one way or the other. My job is to go in there and do what needs to be done and destroy the works of the devil emotionless, okay? So finally, during the time I was talking to the lady, I said, one of you, I don't know which one of you. I said, but it's something in your head, something in the back of your head, something on your shoulder. And I just kept casting that thing out. So finally, I said to the lady, you know, we had an appointment for Sunday. And I said, you know, okay. And then God started purging the lady. And God, I kept telling the lady, I said, you are taking God out the picture. And so many people have learned deliverance. And they think they can cast their own demons out. You can, brothers and sisters, but there's a level of demonization that you can't do it. You can do it easily once you've been delivered. Once those demons have been cast out, then you can do self-deliverance really, really good at that point. There's another point where self-deliverance will work, and that is when you don't have any help, when you don't know any better, and the only person that God has for you to depend on is you. So I realized that she didn't know this. Now, 8497, you take up the rest of this and give your testimony.
Well, the gentleman, we were engaged at one time about 7 years ago. And we were going through marriage counseling for about 6 months. I kind of backed out, and I went to stay with my mom. During that time, it was a really difficult time because my husband had died in 2006. My dad died in 2009. Two of my grandmothers died in 2008. My uncle died in 60 days after my grandmother died. So this gentleman came along, and he was like a life preserver. So we ended up purchasing a house, but I left. But I left all my clothes and things at the house. He is an armed security guard. He met this woman in housekeeping from Panama. And she was working at the house as a housekeeper. Somehow it turned romantic or whatever. And shortly after I went to my mom's house, I just fell into a really deep depression. I had the paperwork in my room. For 4 straight months, I would come out the psychiatric hospital and go in. I was suffering from insomnia, confusion, delusion. They said I was psychotic. I was having suicidal tendencies, post-traumatic stress disorder. It was a nightmare. And I had went under ECT. I got the maximum that you can possibly give a human being. But they said they couldn't understand it. Whatever was this depression, they said they had never seen nothing like it. Fast forward to now, when I went to move my things out of this man's house in 2012, a lot of my things were stolen. Fast forward to last summer, I went back to the house for the first time in 5 years. Come to find out, I'm a size 3. She's a size 10. She had my underwear. She had a lot of my intimate garments. She had my clothes, my shoes and things like that. I couldn't understand why was she, it just didn't make any sense. But I went through the house and I saw all kinds of witchcraft in the house. I felt there was some underwear that she had bound up of him. It was just a whole
explain
lot of
that.
Stuff. All
Hello. Explain that. Remember, nobody knows who you are. They don't know your name. They don't know nothing but the last four on your phone number. Explain what you found with your underwear.
Okay. Well, let me explain. I found my underwear in her drawer. I couldn't understand why would she have my underwear in her drawer, because this is a bigger size woman. And then as I began digging through the drawer, I found his underwear, but it was wrapped up like a box. It was something in the middle. He never unwrapped it. We never unwrapped it. And it was bound up with some type of string. And I was like, I don't know what this is. You know, I knew it was evil. I knew something was evil about it. And he actually confronted her in front of me. And she said, I did not bring that in here. She brought that in here. I immediately backed up because I felt something come upon me that said, this is pure evil. This woman did this to him, and she is saying, I did it to him, and she knows that what she's doing is evil. In her closet, she was in Panama at the time when I had went through the house. In her closet, she had a tumbler. It was full of, like, sticks, candles. It was stuff I couldn't understand, and she had a whole lot of bottles that had, like, spiritual bath, honey. It was the stuff that, and then all through the house, she would have, like, acorns at the windows. She would have a vase full of rice, and then she would have sticks coming out of the rice that said prosperity, love. All kinds of stuff. It just didn't feel normal in my spirit. And I told him, you know, this woman is a witch. And when I look back, she was trying to send me. She was trying to kill me. My psychiatrist. I'm fine now. He said he's never had a patient just that came out of it. My mind was messed up, scattered. They did not think I was going to. And my psychiatrist is an Arab man, and he just kept saying it's a miracle. I said, no, it's the God that I serve. And when I listened to Sheila's show, and I was listening to Dr. Joseph, she was hitting on so many points. I listened to the first podcast, the second podcast, and I just was like, I have to talk to this woman. I just have to talk to this woman. And when she said to me, and the gentleman was on the line, that there's a heaviness or something in the back of your head and your shoulders, it was me. I had been feeling like some kind of pressing, like somebody was hitting me in the head with a hammer for a long time. And I had kept taking a leave and everything, trying to get rid of it, but it would never go away. The heaviness just stayed there. My shoulders, my back. I could not lay down in the bed without taking a leave because it hurt. And then when I spoke to, I was so desperate, and I knew Dr. Joseph. She had got frustrated with me, and she hung up the phone, and I was just so desperate, and I thank her in the name of Jesus, because I had suffered and I didn't know what was going on, and I had people interceding for me, and they was telling me that this woman was trying to kill me. She was doing witchcraft on me, and I knew it, but I didn't understand witchcraft. Everybody used to say, oh, you can't put witchcraft on a Christian. That's not true. And they kept, I had people telling me, you need to bind and rebuke and destroy those demons and send them back to her. And right now, she's been suffering. She's in the hospital dying right now. And I just kept, you know, binding and rebuking, but I knew I needed to speak to Dr. Joseph. And when she pointed those things out and she cast them things out of me, this is the first time. And yet, last night, I went to bed. I didn't have to take it or leave. I didn't have to toss and turn. I didn't have no heaviness on my head, in the back of my head, my shoulders. I'm free. I was desperate. Desperate. You don't know, I understand. People who understand witchcraft, this woman brought mice. I had an invasion of mice in my home. And the reason what opened the door up for me to understand this witchcraft, a brother in Christ, he told me to listen to Derek Prince. And then when I was listening to Derek Prince's sermons, I began saying those prayers. And I had begun doing my little research. But it wasn't until I spoke to Dr. Joseph yesterday in the name of Jesus that I felt for the first time in 9 years that I was completely free of any kind of demonic presence or demonic attacks against my body. And I just thank you, and I love you, I appreciate you, and I thank you for calling me back. I'm just so thankful.
Jesus loves you, sister. You. Jesus loves you. He loves you, okay? Anytime he tell me to get up out of my seat and go back to the healing home, you know, for you, it was for you. It was for you he died. It was for yes. you he lives. It's for you. And I'm telling you something. I hate witchcraft. I hate what witchcraft does to people. And I'm so glad that the Lord made you a testimony. Because you see, these witches have been doing this stuff in secret. And they have been... there's so many people in the graveyard dead, and it was murder by witchcraft. It's so many people with sicknesses and diseases and ailments, and they go to doctor, go to doctor, go to doctor, and God bless doctors. But they leave the doctor with the same stuff that they came there with, because you cannot cure or heal a spiritual problem with medicine. Medicine won't do it. It takes the great physician, hallelujah, in the person of Jesus Christ. Go ahead.
I'm looking at I was admitted to the hospital. This is when she was doing this on me. I went in April 30th, 2012, came out May 9th, 2012. I went in June 15th, 2012, came out June 21st, 2012. I went in July 12th, 2012, came out July 27th, 2012. Let me just tell some, can I please just take a minute to tell some people the symptoms?
Go ahead. I'm happy about this. Go ahead.
Fragmented sleep, insomnia, impaired concentration, attention, and inability to pay attention, and inability to focus, variable appetite, fatigue, depressive symptoms, loss of interest in pleasure, life, racing thoughts, irritability, easily agitated, sad mood, feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness, crying spells, flight of ideas, social withdrawal, isolation, self-neglect, anxiety, and has been generalized and has a history of unstable relationships. That's what he put in there. I don't understand that. And then he put more fatigue, extended, sad moods, feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness, guilt, passive death wishes, crying spells, social isolation, self-neglect. I could not even take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
This is serious.
It's very serious.
This is a panic attack. Here's the other one. It says sad mood and manic-like symptoms, overly talkative, pressured speech, agitation, flight of ideas with racing thoughts, generalized anxiety, post-traumatic stress, intrusive, re-experiencing and frightening flashbacks. People, this is real. This is no joke. This woman almost took me out. And I am a woman. I have gone to school all my life, master degrees. I worked in trading. I worked in commodities. I am supposed to be, this is still right now, I'm still having a hard time wrapping my mind around the idea that a person could send death wishes against a person. This is real. These people are taking people out. There are people walking around with sickness, disease, and affliction that are curses. This is real. This is real. And I'm a child of God. And this happened to me. This woman was doing witchcraft on my underwear and my clothes. This is real. I'm talking about psychiatric hospitalization, putting trash bags up to my bedroom windows, asking the Lord to please take me out of this world. And this went on for 5 years. And I came out of it in February. I was coming out of it in February of 2016. This is real. There are two spirits, the Holy Spirit, and there's the kingdom of darkness, demons. This is real. I'm sorry.
No. Get it out.
And this stuff happened to me, and people thought I was going to die. And people thought that I was just grieving hard because of the loss of my husband and because of the loss of my dad and my grandmothers and my uncles. With just 2008 up until 2 years ago, I lost 15 family members. And people thought I was just going to die just from grief. But it was witchcraft that kept me from coming out of it. This woman did this to me. Who does that to a human being? It's evil. Pure, unadulterated evil. To send a curse against a woman and to bind a man. My soul is mine. You have no right to intrude upon my soul. Thank you for letting me speak.
Now, give this TNI audience what we're going to pray with the man on Sunday, and you again, but we got to pray with him. Give a brief synopsis of what's wrong with the man, what the man has suffered.
Well, it's like a timeline. He always suffered with diabetes. And when he hooked up with her in 2013, when he moved, it was like she moved in 2013, and from 2013 up until now, that man has been, this is a man who worked 12, 14, 16-hour days. He was go, go, go all the time. He began to get sick. And I mean really sick with the diabetes. And I need to say this. He played a part in this because this woman, and she's been married 3 times, she left her husband, and she was staying with her daughter, and he began to call her his wife. And I saw that in the medical papers that he had me going over for him. And I said to him, you don't call someone your wife when this woman said she converted from Catholicism to His Holiness Church and got baptized. I said, when people do that, they do that with an anticipation of marriage. And so from 2013 up until now, he has been deathly ill. Everything from septic, having his amputation done to his foot. He was having the same problems I'm having, confusing thoughts. Sister Joseph, Dr. Joseph, you said a dumbed down spirit. He was making decisions he couldn't understand. Every time he would try to go to her to tell her to leave, he couldn't get the words out, almost as if there was a wall there. She had bind him up so bad he would lay in the bed, he would feel his spirit rising up out of him, he would say, and he would feel like he was dying and he would want to die. I've never heard this man talk about dying in my life. And this man was raised up in a Holy Spirit filled home, a praying, laboring mother. And he got caught up with this thing here, and he has, I don't understand, you know, he was in constantly in the hospital. Matter of fact, after all these years of working, he had to go on disability, and he couldn't seem to comprehend. And one thing I noticed, I walked in, and he would go to church with her. And I used to say to him, you better stop. I said, first of all, you're in error, because that's another man's wife in the eyes of God. Second of all, that woman is a witch. You cannot go up in the house of God with no witch that you are sleeping in the bed with and call yourself a Christian. You're not. And she would always, but she has a very unconfrontational spirit. She wants to constantly touch him, but he won't let her touch him no more. And one thing she said to me, this was about a year and a half ago. She says, him and I, we're getting married in 2 weeks. But he was adamant he's not marrying her. And I said to him, don't eat the food. How can someone say you want to get married in 2 weeks and you don't know about it? It was like God was slowly, you know, showing me little things. But I could not connect all the dots. It did not make sense.
Because witchcraft don't make sense.
But it makes sense now. because I'm on the outside. I've been delivered. I'm looking in. And I'm wiser. I ask the Lord every day, Lord, please don't let me be deceived. Give me wisdom. Give me discernment. Protect my mind gate, my ear gate, my eye gate. Because this stuff is real. And he is a mess, but he's coming out of it. One thing Derek Prince said, he told a couple to get something that belonged to their daughter. And to pray over it and to rebuke the demons off of it. And that's what I began to do with a sweatshirt of his. And within the last 2 weeks, he's been getting better. And he's been waking up. Like the veil was being lifted. But when he spoke to Dr. Joseph, I mean, right now, he's in a place of, I guess, how I was. Like, I can't believe this. It takes a lot to wrap your mind around witchcraft and to know somebody intentionally brought these demons against you.
Let me say something. Caroline, when she say Dr. Joseph, she talk about me. Because Erica Joseph Shepherd. And she wouldn't have known that my last name is Shepherd. But that's okay. I just want you to know that this was prayer with somebody that I absolutely knew nothing about. But sister, my last name is Shepherd.
Yeah, Dr. Erica, I'll call you Dr. Erica.
Okay.
Or Dr. Shepherd. When I got to your website, I was so desperate. Maybe I skipped over the name. All I was looking for was information.
Okay.
I was looking for information. I knew when I heard you on Sheila Zelinsky in my spirit, I said, this woman is the real deal. Real deal. I knew it. I said, I have to talk to her. And I was sending messages back and forth to her assistant, Stephanie. And I know that woman was like, this woman's weighing me out. I mean, you know, send me messages back and forth. I was like, we need to have a meeting. She was like, Sunday. I was like, can we do it soon? I mean, I needed to talk to her. I was desperate. And now I know why. Because the Lord wanted to completely deliver me from this. And not only deliver me, but deliver me in front of him.
Right.
So that he can see what is really going on here. And this woman's in the hospital right now. And one thing Sister Erica said, I'm just paraphrasing. You were talking about sending those curses back. You quoted a scripture from Exodus. And one thing you said, you don't play with these demons. You just straight up kill them, you know, destroy them.
And as Christians,
we are like, well, we supposed to be wise, but harmless as doves. No, not with demons. You tell them, get out, go to the pit of hell, I destroy you in the name of Jesus. This stuff is real. This is real. This has happened to me. This has happened to me. I would have never thought in a million years this would happen to me. I'm still having problems trying to wrap my mind around it. But when I heard you talk about destroying them demons, don't give them an inch.
I mean it.
Send them to the. That emboldened me. Because I said, I'm going to have to step up and really deal with this. This is real. And that's what I hope that I convey to your audience. This is real. They're not teaching this in the church. That's why so many Christians are dying, being afflicted with all kinds of diseases and crippled. and all you come from mental institutions and suicidal thoughts. This woman sent the mother load against me. And I said, Lord, I rebuke her in the name of Jesus. I send everything she sent to me back to her 100-fold. And she's in the hospital right now. I'm not playing, not with no demons. Now that I understand what's really going on here, I'm not playing. And I listened to Dr. Shepherd's messages. I was on a listening binge, listening to anything she had put out on YouTube because I wanted to understand what I'm really dealing with. This is real. This is no joke.
No, it isn't,
and
sister.
And I'm very, very, you don't understand how much I appreciate what you've done for me.
Jesus.
Walking around in pain. It's just hard. It's just hard. I'm just going to take, it's going to take me a little bit of time to wrap my mind around this evil. And you can never wrap your mind around this evil because Satan, he has no bottom.
That's right. That's right.
And I thank you for allowing me to share my testimony.
You're going to share it with a whole bunch of people. And I'm getting texts right now. Yes, people hearing you. And yes, they identifying. And now they want to set up an appointment to be delivered because of your testimony. You hear me? So it's already starting to help people. It's already. I got 25 texts here since you started talking.
Wow.
So
thank you, Jesus.
You're gonna finish after Sunday when we do the man and you, because see, we got to get it out of him, and then we got to take one more time for the stuff that transferred from him. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Truly, God loves you, sister. He loves you.
Yes. Thank you. I love you and I appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Sister,
you don't know how much you are doing for people. You are setting people free. You are setting people free. You're setting their souls free. You are restoring minds. You're restoring lives.
Would you
and
tell
that is a mighty gift from God.
You're right. Would you tell the 10 line how much time this took? They need to know about how much time this took on the phone.
58 minutes.
One second. The second she believed, it took 58 minutes, not even an hour, brothers and sisters. 58 minutes, but it was the 1 second she believed. 1 second. It took 5 years to get her to that point and that place of that 1 second. So thank you, sister. I'm going to shut your phone down, and I'm getting ready to sign off the deadline.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Brothers and sisters, it's a good morning. It's a good morning. That's all I have to say. You heard it with your own two ears. You'll hear the rest of it probably Monday when I go back and pray with the man and pray with her the transference of spirits from him. But you know what? It's war. And we on the winning side. But see, all I can say is what she said. It's real.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail. But I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day. But I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. It's me.